A group of prominent Australians, including five federal MPs, is urging the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, to reconsider sending an asylum seeker back to Afghanistan. Nadia Siddiqui arrived in Australia on a boat in 2010 and has been living in the Brisbane community for almost 3 years. The federal government is planning to deport the Hazara man early next month, despite his claims that he'll be killed by the Taliban, as Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Nadia Siddiqui is anxiously counting the days until August the 6th, when his current bridging visa runs out.
If I'm sent back to Afghanistan, certainly I will be killed by the Taliban or other extremists.
What's led you to believe that you'll be killed?
Because I have been already tortured by them, and also my father was killed by them, and my two brothers kidnapped by them. And also the most important thing is that I have received a threatened message from them through Facebook.
Nadia Siddiqui says that message he received on Facebook from a member of the Taliban contained a threat of beheading. It came after the Immigration Department mistakenly published the private details of thousands of asylum seekers online last year. He believes that the threat from the Taliban was a result of the leak. Refugee advocate Terry Boyce says that claim is being considered in the legal battle for Nadia Siddiqui to remain in Australia. The government is still assessing the extent to which Mr. Siddiqui and other asylum seekers were affected by the data breach.
His lawyer is currently seeking an undertaking from the minister that he will not deport Nadia until that decision has been handed down.
An online petition urging the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton to approve Nadia Siddiqui's application for permanent protection in Australia has attracted more than 59,000 supporters. In the next few days, Mr. Dutton will receive a letter with the same aim, signed by 25 prominent Australians, including Labor's Anna Burke, Melissa Park and Claire Moore, as well as Richard Di Natale and Larissa Waters from the Greens. Human rights barrister Julian Burnside has added his name too.
Australians get very upset when they see asylum seekers dying in boats. But we should be equally distressed at the idea that refugees who reach safety in Australia are then sent back to their deaths in the places they have fled. That is just as bad as people drowning at sea. They're just as dead as if they'd drowned. And yet their deaths are caused by us.
Nadia Siddiqui says he's grateful for the support, but is pessimistic about his chances.
I'm completely helpless. I think the government is going to send me back to Afghanistan, and that's why I'm very worried.
A statement from the Office of the Immigration Minister says the department is currently reconsidering Mr. Siddiqui's claims. It also says Australia does not return asylum seekers to their countries of origin until all claims for protection have been fully considered.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre reporting.